Some credit goes to easier access to naloxone and Narcan.
You can get it over the counter so that all of us can have it in our homes, even if you don't think your kids have a problem, to prevent these types of overdoses.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox also credits increases in public awareness on addiction, pressure for doctors to prescribe fewer opioids, and evidence-based data to target deaths and overdoses in more vulnerable areas.
If we can pinpoint that very quickly, we can prevent additional deaths or clustering that's happening.
Utah had 360 opioid-related deaths in 2017. That's down 19.8% from the year before. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.